get to a setting the bar story, Kelly.
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, multiple people in Arizona called 911 the other day to report alligators swimming around a lake in a park.
Alligators now, in a park? Yeah, you should probably call 911 on that.
Right. Why would this be a setting the bar story? Well, if you can manage to make it through the day without adding fake alligators and fake hippos to a lake to look so real it freaks out the community, you're doing okay.
Why are we doing that? Was that just for the bit?
So, yeah, right.
That sounds like a radio bit.
Maybe a little heads up would have been in order here, but I guess these city officials there in Arizona, they added some foam alligators and foam hippos to a lake for birds and turtles to sit on.
City officials did that?
Yeah.
And didn't tell anybody, don't be alarmed.
Guess not.
Okay.
Here are some of the 911 calls.
I think there's an alligator inside water areas. It's just like kind of hanging out.
There's like three live alligators in here. Ooh. Yeah, there's one under the bridge. I think there's either two or three. Right now I'm looking at one that's just swimming around. It actually bit my boyfriend's fishing line and we had to cut it.
But did it? Listen, I am all for, you know, calling 911. And
maybe they embellished to get them out there quicker.
Right, exactly. Maybe. That's totally what happened.
Maybe.
Doesn't sound like the city plans to remove any of them. It just looks like they're literally like lurking under the water, ready to attack. Like the hippos, they have just the heads kind of poking out and stuff like that. And if you're in Arizona and you see a couple hippos, I mean, that'd be like walking, you know, going to Taylorsville Lake or the Ohio River and seeing something and going, wait, hang on a second.
That is not something I see all the time.
Right. Seeing an alligator in the Ohio River.
That is not something I see all the time.
That's right. Catfish, yes. But this, Anyways. So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without adding fake alligators and fake hippos to your waterways, real they freak out the community.
Cute idea, but let's alert people.
I mean, that's really the moral of the story.
Release.
Yeah. Hey, guys, if you see the great alligators, they look real,
that
don't they?
Sounds like a great job for the local news. Like, clue them into it. They could do the story,
you know,
put
what?
It out on, like, the city Facebook page, something like that.
It does sound like a radio bit that would have happened
1,000%
several years ago.
Yes.
Where it's like, here, I tell you what we're going to do. And then one of those alligators is going to have 99.7 DJX on it.
That's a great branding opportunity.
Right, exactly. All right, there you go. That is your setting the bar story.